38 snaps. And
yeah, I mean, there's no dipping your toe in the water now. I mean, there's no – we're going. We're going down there to win a ball game. I mean, there's no dipping your toe in. We're full bore, ready to go.
The Ben McAdoo era certainly begins on a high note. Welcome to Giants Post Game Live, everybody, presented by Mercedes-Benz right here on our spanking new home of MSG. How you doing, everybody? Again, I am Russ Salzberg, joined by my colleagues today, Sean O'Hara, Chris Canty, and Imani Toomer. And guys, one thing Coach Ben McAdoo was saying all preseason: discipline and poise. And you know what? There was some bumps in the road, but the discipline and poise proved out to be a deciding factor in the end.
Yeah, and especially poise at the end of the game. I mean, this is the all-too-familiar scenario for the Giants. They have the lead five times last year. They lost it when they had the lead with 2 minutes to go in the game. And I'm really proud of the offensive line and the four-minute offense. While they didn't go down and score, they still put their defense back on the field. They were able to run the football when they needed to. They didn't bring in the fullback and the tight end. They ran it out of their nickel offense, basically three wides. But they controlled the line of scrimmage right at the end, and it enabled them to get the victory.
Yeah, absolutely. And you start talking about the offensive line. They had their woes in the preseason. But seeing those guys perform well today, especially Marshall Newhouse and John Jerry, the way they were able to come off the ball and run block, really, really allowed the offense to have some production in the running game, give them some balance, being able to finish the game when they needed it to. They didn't shoot themselves in the foot with any clock management issues this time around in Dallas. It was the Cowboys that had that problem.
That's right, Chris. The fact that they were able to get over their hump that we're talking about with the being able to finish out a game the way that they're supposed to. And also, there was a Victor Cruz sighting. Victor Cruz came out, played well, didn't have as many opportunities as he probably would have liked, but the fact that he made the most of them, touchdown there to go ahead, and this team looks like they're rejuvenated.
Yeah. I thought that one sequence where he caught three, I think it was two or three passes in a row, you could see, I'm back. Mm-hmm. There was kind of a fire in his eyes that we hadn't seen for 2 years.
It's a great point, Russ, and he gave his signature Cruz first down, and it was less of a celebration and more of a relief, I think, on his part and for Giants fans as well. And I thought, to compliment Victor Cruz, Eli Manning did a great job spreading the football around. He made some big-time throws, especially down in the red zone, and red zone really was the key. The Giants scored touchdowns, and the Giants defense, as much as they couldn't get off the field in the first half, they held them to field goals, and that ended up being the determining factor in the game.
Absolutely. The New York Giants going for three in the red zone was the difference in the ball game. The Cowboys were 1-for-3. You know, they did have the turnover. They were able to overcome that turnover early in the second half, but it was good to see the New York Giants play solid situational football, especially the defense in the red zone.
The reason I'm laughing, though, I was talking with Chris earlier on. He says, two guys in the middle there, Harrison and
700 pounds a man.
700 pounds. You know, that 22 to 8 in the first half for time of possession, those guys were dog tired.
Yeah, absolutely. 38 plays for the Cowboys in that first half to the New York Giants, 22. That was a lot of plays for big guys to play. But those guys hung in there. Hankins, you saw him, had the cramps at the end of the game. But they were hanging there. They were stopping the run. And they were efficient in terms of giving opportunities for those pass rushers to get after it and disrupt Dak Prescott at the end.
Again, that time of possession, when you think about it, was 22-8 against 752 or 756.
It was 2-1. Yeah.
It was crazy. I mean, look at those. It's off the charts.
Yeah, but that's what's going to happen. I mean, you're opening up the new season in Dallas. They have a young quarterback. They want to try and control the ball and possess the ball. If you're the Giants, you have to weather that storm and come back like they did in the second half and perform and win the football game.
I guess in fairness to the Giants defense, because a lot of money was spent on it, they did go up against arguably the best offensive line in the National Football League.
Yeah, and the focus had to be for the New York Giants defense, stopping the run, stopping Ezekiel Elliott. You could see when he was in the game, it was all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. Everybody was focused on him. They had excellent pursuit to the ball. They took the proper angles. They shut down those running lanes. Alfred Morris was able to have some success in there, but by and large, the Dallas Cowboys couldn't get that running game offensively on track, and that helped out the Giants defense.
I thought the Giants defense, they started off shaky, but as the game went on, you mentioned the poise, the defense got better. They got better with the tackling. They came up with some big-time tackles in open field. We saw Darian Thompson, the rookie, come up make some big tackles. Eli Apple got involved. And then on the front, Olivier Vernon, okay, he caused havoc when he moved inside. He created a couple of holding penalties on Lyle Collins. And then I thought JPP, he played the best game I've seen him play in 2 years now. And I thought he was a factor against Doug Free. Beat him inside for a number of times. And then we saw him almost knock the football out on Dak Prescott. So the front got after it a little bit. But the defense really held up their end of the bargain. And I think one of the things, the challenging things, when you play a guy like Dak Prescott, Steve Spagnuolo, yeah, you want to blitz him, you want to get pressure, but you also don't want a guy like that running around, running free. So Spagnuolo did a good job of changing up the front, but not creating big plays for the Dallas Cowboys by venue of the blitz.
I thought he would put more. I thought Spagnuolo would put more exotic blitzes. I remember the time we played the Baltimore Ravens when Eli was a rookie, and there were so many different things moving around. But I think one of the things that you talked about that was a good point is Dak Prescott, once he gets out of the pocket, he's just as dangerous. So I think that's one of the reasons why you're a little bit hesitant to pressure a quarterback like Dak. But I think when you look at the people early on in the game that I thought we'd have to stop, coming into this game, I thought they'd have to stop Jason Witten. I think they did a pretty good job of that in the fourth quarter because early on he was really a problem for the Giants' defense.
Listen to Amani. He's talking about his Eli's rookie year. That's 1 year before Columbus discovered it. We got a lot more coming up. We're going to hear from a successful head coach in his debut, Ben McAdoo. Right now, though, let's take care of a little business, folks, and make sure you go to Adorama.com/Giants to win yourself a DJI Osmo Mobile Gimbal Stabilizer for smartphones. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on our new home, MSG. Stay right where you are. A lot more coming up. Worn by Odell Beckham Jr. and Victor Cruz, commemorating this day that we honor those we lost on 9/11. Once again, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on our new home, MSG. We were all touched by 9/11 one way or the other. I know myself, I went to Brooklyn Technical High School in Fort Greene section of Brooklyn. No less than 16 members.